Time for us to head to the hotline to bring in the very first guest of today's show, Brookside Athletic Director Dick Kirschbaum, joining us on the hotline. Dick, we appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Well, congratulations are in order because you've officially begun your first year of a two-year term as OHSAA Board of Directors. You're certainly going to be a very, very busy man these next couple of academic years. And well, what will your primary responsibilities be on the board?
Well, on the board, we take time to kind of go through what's necessary to pass with the tournament regulations and all the different things that go into all the sports tournaments that the OHSAA sponsors. We also look into the financial end of the organization to make sure that we're going to keep the financial situation on a stable basis. But, you know, basically what we do is we meet once a month, and tournaments are the big items.
And as far as I understand it here as well, correct me if I'm wrong, you'll be dealing a lot with 7th and 8th grade athletics, correct?
Well, yes. I'm on the 7th and 8th grade as a 7th and 8th grade rep, and there is a committee, special committee, that we meet through phone calls and also through meetings to deal with 7th and 8th grade things. But in reality, once you're on the board, you're kind of dealing with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I can certainly see that. And, you know, while we're on that topic of 7th and 8th grade athletics, you know, what are some of the challenges right now, especially here in Ohio? I think a lot of times, you know, we get fixated on what goes on at the high school level. But what are some of the challenges right now at 7th and 8th grade?
Well, one of the big challenges in the 7th and 8th grade schools are that we have rules that the high schools have to follow in order to be a member of the OHSAA. And a lot of the junior highs, I guess, haven't really followed those rules. For example, one of them is you have to provide at least 2 sports in every season. Now, 2 sports could be like track. Girls and boys track would be 2 sports. But you have to provide those each season or else you're not following along with the rules. And this has been something that has kind of been let go over the years, and we're trying to bring all that back to make sure that the schools come in line with what the high school rules are, because in reality, that's the same rules. Another big one is we have just instituted a cross-country and track state championship for junior highs in the last 2 years. That's been a great thing to have, and it's really sparked some high interest in school sponsoring track to get more kids out. Obviously, another problem that we were looking at is participation numbers. Participation numbers are a key to keeping high school sports strong. And, you know, if we're not doing the right things at the middle school and junior high level, a lot of these kids tend to go then to community sport levels JO or that type of thing. And we lose those kids in the high school level, or they become one sport person right away. And we need kids to participate in multiple sports.
Dick, how much of a part of that, though, for the 7th and 8th grade kind of falls on the high schools as well? I realize some school systems are much bigger than other ones, but does the high school kind of have to play a part in that role as well for the 7th and 8th grade sports?
Well, it's the school district as a whole, sure. Really, and we're seeing that most of the schools are going to try to do all that. Some of them, they just never really paid attention to that because they didn't have enough kids to maybe have 2 sports in a season or something like that. So it's really been a situation where I think they looked at it as if it really didn't apply to them. So we're trying to bring them more in line with those kinds of rules.
Dick Kirschbaum, Brookside Athletic Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Recently named on the OHSAA Board of Directors. He's in his first of a 2-year term. How did this all kind of come about? Is there an application process? Is there a nomination process? How did this all come down the pipe?
Well, basically what happened is this is my 3rd time to run for the board. The other 2 times I lost very close elections, but I lost. And then this time I was kind of like, I don't really want to do this again. I probably won't win anything. So I did put my name in the hat. And what there is if you qualify, then you put your name in as you're nominating yourself, and you need 20 signatures from across the district in order to put your name on the ballot. So when I put my name out there, I called some people that I knew and said, hey, look, would you at least sign this petition and let me, you know, get on the ballot. And, oh, yeah, sure. So I got on the ballot, and then there's an election. Everybody in our district who is a 7th and 8th grade principal, they vote then on who they would like to be the 7th and 8th grade rep. So I was really not too sure anything would happen, so I kind of made my mind up that, hey, it's a nice try, you know, the old college try. And then the day the election was finished, I went on just to see, you know, maybe who did win. And my name was at the top of the list, and it said down at the bottom, elected to the board of directors for the 7th and 8th grade rep. Now, in addition to that, you're on the district athletic board. I thought all I was running for was the district athletic board. I didn't realize that along with that, I would be on the board of control or the board of directors as well. So it's kind of like a bonus section on the winning tide.
Very interesting. I've always been fascinated by that whole process. And, you know, just kind of diving back in, you had talked about trying to make sure that the numbers are up as far as participation goes. How much data do you guys have at your disposal to see how Lorain County kind of compares to the rest of the state? And I guess broadening the scope here, how participation rates for the state of Ohio amongst all the other states as well when it comes to both 7th and 8th grade participation and high school participation?
Well, I can't speak directly to the Lorain County because I have not seen those kinds of statistics at this point. But I can speak to one of the statements that was made today, and that is that Ohio is the third largest state in the United States based upon numbers of schools and numbers of participants. So behind Texas and California, but two states both have way more population than we do. So we have great participation in Ohio throughout the state in comparison to a lot of places. And because we have so many schools, that's obviously been a big factor in us having great participation.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. Would have never guessed that it would be as high as three, but it certainly does add up when you consider all the schools in the state, no question about that. Dick, you know, you've been an athletic director now for 15 years, I believe, and you were a coach for many, many years prior to that. I've always been interested in finding out if that was an easy transition or if that's a tough transition because everybody approaches that so differently. Was that an easy transition for you?
No, it was and it wasn't. I mean, the easy part was I was able to know a lot about what the athletic director's job is in terms of how you deal with and facilitate things for coaches. But it was hard dealing with a lot of the other problems that other people make that now fall on you to fix up. You're not quite as much control as when you're coaching. When I was coaching, I knew what was going to happen. If there was a problem, I could deal with it. If it was a parental problem, I dealt directly with that. Now I was, as an athletic director, dealing with problems that coaches had, and I wasn't at the place where the problem occurred, or somebody's telling me something the coach did, which may or may not really be exactly what happened, and I'm now dealing with a lot of those kinds of things. But it was easy in the sense that sports have been a part of my life for, you know, almost 50-some years now in the high school ranks. And, you know, I did really know what the coaches needed to have, and I think I knew how I could best facilitate them to be able to coach their teams.
Well, Dick, before we let you go, another fall season has already begun with practices, and it's going to be very, very busy here before we know it. Well, what are some of the highlights that you're looking forward to following the most here as we continue through these next couple of weeks of practice and then get things going here with the school year? These fall sports are already rocking and rolling. Who are some of the names on Brookside we should be looking out for in all sports?
Well, we're very excited about our fall sports. We have some kids that we think are going to be, you know, pretty good players. We have Lawrence Sheehan in volleyball, who was a very good track athlete as well, but she's an all-conference volleyball player returning. We have Kenny Grobelsek, who is a returning football player, was also all-conference last year, and I think he's going to have an outstanding season. We have several cross-country girls that I know of, Alicia Fike, and there's a new girl, I can't remember her name, who's going to be a freshman, I think, this year, who are both outstanding. In fact, their times are very, very good in terms of what the rest of the schools in our conference have. And I think all the sports, soccer, I'm not familiar necessarily right off the top of my head with what the names of the players are. I know Jonathan Wright is one of our boys soccer players, and there are a number of girls soccer players returning. So we're excited about the sports season this fall, and we're looking forward to it. And we're really excited about being in the new league, the Lorain County League, which was formed last year and it will start its first season this year.
Hard to believe that it's already here. The summer just flies by, but that's certainly no different than any other year. Dick, we appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on being named to the OHSAA Board of Directors. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dick. Again, Dick Kirschbaum, Brookside Athletic Director, and as we just mentioned, recently elected to the OHSAA Board of Directors, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.